am not interested in doing anything other than carrying out the vision I stated on arrival in this district, and that is to offer each and every child a world-class education.
That's Buffalo School Superintendent Pamela Brown. She says she never even contemplated the buyout offer and referred to the idea as counterproductive.
Whether or not certain individuals care for me on a personal level, I will tell you that as superintendent, I live and die by the progress the district generates, and that this district is seeing progress.
Brown says in her 10-year, graduation rates are on the rise, suspensions are down, and parent involvement has increased.
Anyone who is surprised by district initiatives has simply not been paying attention. One recent example I can cite is the current allegation from an unnamed critic saying that I have blindsided key players with decisions such as closing schools. In fact, the only schools that have been closed as of now were empty schools.
Brown added that a recent proposal to close and reopen Bennett High School, Martin Luther King, and Harvey Austin Elementary is part of a corrective action plan the district previously agreed upon. School Board President Dr. Barbara Seals-Nevergold joined Brown as she addressed reporters. She says the buyout offer was insulting.
I think it speaks to an underestimation of this woman and her commitment to the job and commitment to the students.
Brown would not discuss the details of the buyout offer. The incentive package was reportedly put together by a group of community leaders, including businessman Robert Joya. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.